Good morning, grown folks. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, aka Lady D. How are you today? What a beautiful morning it is. I am here this morning to bring you some grown folk talk and discussion. And a topic that comes to mind is the question, at what age are you doomed for love? And meaning, you know, some people go through breakups to makeups, makeups to breakups, relationship after relationship. And, you know, you get to a point in your life where you just get sick and tired of being tired. So at what point do you say, you know, this is just not going to work out for me? I need to fall back and be in my own zone, in my own space, and just flow in the moment and stop anticipating or stop looking for love when love needs to look for me. And I think that's where sometimes one gets tripped up, because you go out, you're looking, you're chasing, you're trying to force and make something happen that, you know, just may not be destined for you, but you are trying your best to make it happen, pushing. And a lot of times that doesn't work. If it's not for you, it's not for you. You know, love usually jumps out at you when you least expect it. Anywhere, anyway, anyhow. You could be at the gas station with your rollers in your hair pumping gas, and wow, there he is. You can be in Home Depot buying some wood for your fence, and there she is. I mean, you just never know when it's going to jump out and bite you. So I say stay ready. Be ready, you know, to embrace and accept it when it does fall into your lap. Sometimes we take for granted that, you know, we be a little too picky, and it's like, well, no, not that one, but perhaps the next one. And then it takes almost a decade for you to even find or be blessed with that next one. Next one for you, that is. Because it's always a line of men or women waiting to just spend time and do what they do with you. But the right one for you. The one that has the qualities that you're looking for and you need. The one that is supportive, in your corner, loving you unconditionally, not having an agenda in this situation on a real deep level. That's, man, that doesn't come around every day. And especially if they look good too, and they smell good, and they're smart, and their character and the quality of them is on point and compliments you, man. You better ask somebody. So anyway, yeah, what point? I mean, some say, well, you know, I'm 60, 50 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old now, and it ain't happened. You know, and when I thought it was happening, I was mistaken. So it ain't happening. So I just need to just fold them. Just forget it. And I think that's the wrong mindset. First of all, it shouldn't be an age that you delegate what you're going to do and not do in the area of love. I think as time goes on, we mature in a way that wisdom sets in and we learn the character of ourselves and what we're looking for, need, and desire. So our pickings and choices become different than it was when you were, you know, 20, 25, 30. You have a different outlook and approach. So, you know, I think that happens. But to be able to say, oh, well, I'm 60 years old and forget it. It's just not going to, I mean, that's just like saying at some point I'm just not going to have sex anymore. I mean, really? You don't have sex when you just feel it's time for you not to have sex anymore, or you just can't. There's no time frame, age, or, you know, I hear some of these 45, 50 year olds talking about, I'm old, I don't have it no more, I can't do it, she wants it every day, he wants it every day, I can't. You do what you can, and stop saying can't. I don't even use can't in my vocabulary in any kind of way, because no matter what, I can. Or I'm gonna die trying. And that's real talk. So, you know, the stigma of let's just stop it at a certain point. Let's stop looking for love. Let's stop being open to love. Let's stop having sex at a certain time. Let's stop doing that. You know, my opinion is just let it flow. Let it flow. Go with what you know. You know, keep yourself open. And sometimes when we have that closed off air about us, you know how you come up to a young lady, let's say at a party or a club, and she's standing there all frowned up, you know, and stiff and unapproachable. Then you move on to the next, because nobody wants to walk into the gates of a dark tunnel of whatever it is someone's dealing with. You know, you have to engage yourself in a positive way. Smile. You know, let that gorgeous smile show and shine. You know, have a little conversation with someone, even if it's just a little. Some people are a little shy and it's hard for them to approach someone, or when they are approached, they become all nervous and tripped up. But relax yourself. Be you. Flow with the conversation. Make it a very comfortable, good thing for someone to step into your arena, to approach you. Let them know that, hey, I don't bite. You know, I'm not the big bad wolf. Hello, hi, I'm here. How you doing? You know, that kind of thing. You know, working on that brings a whole nother awareness and attraction. Also, birds of a feather flock together. So if you're flocking with a negative circle of people, if you're flocking with someone who's on a different type of trail than you are, you're motivated and trying to do some things, and they're more complacent, laid back, and could care less if they go to step two or three. They're cool with step one. You know, you have to engage yourself and circle yourself around people who have common interests, who are going in common direction. And I kind of took this talk all into different areas, and sometimes I do that, so pardon me. But, you know, it just was brought upon my heart to throw that in there too. But the main topic that we're on this morning is stop putting, you know, time restraints on love. Stop saying at a certain time in my life, I just can't do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. You know, just let it flow. Open your door. You just never know who may be on the other side. It could be somebody that, man, could be your the key to fit your lock, per se. Let it do what it do, grown folks. So on that note, I hope this topic gives you a couple of things to really think about and digest on this wonderful, wonderful morning. And, you know, just, man, open yourself up to talk about this with someone else. You know, see what they have to say. See what and how they deal with at this point in their life. Love. Are they closed off? Are they not approachable? Are they looking and seeking and trying to kick down doors instead of allowing things to just happen? Talk to somebody about it. On that note, I am your hostess with the mostest. My name is Donna Smith, a.k.a. Lady D. And I am here broadcasting live on anchor.com with a grown folk topic of discussion with you this morning. I hope your day is pleasant, wonderful, safe, and full of positivity and love. Until we meet again, be grown or be gone.